Well, it's a great, football game. Really, as I said out there, really proud of our players. Did a great job. We didn't really do things as well as we'd like to have done them at times in the game, but they battled. They kept competing. And, you know, in the end, we made enough plays in all three phases of the game. So a lot of guys stepped up, and that's a good football team. Coach Marone, his staff, Jacksonville, that's a really good team. But I can be proud of the way our guys played, competed, fought, and in the end executed, made the plays that we had to make to win. And so we're happy to be moving on.
I don't know, boys. I don't know about you, but I know for me it was a great football Sunday. Wow. It was better than I expected, to be honest with you. And we had the matchups, obviously, with the Patriots being in it. And some new faces that we've never seen before with the Eagles and the Vikings and the Jaguars. And that was a very weird thing to see because typically the talk is always, okay, you got to have this stellar quarterback play. You got to have an awesome, you know, top five QB like Aaron Rodgers. And they always make those indications when the playoffs, they'll show the list of all these elite quarterbacks that make it to the Final Four as we had this past Sunday. And this year was different. We had the GOAT, the greatest of all time, Tom Brady, there as usual. I want to say it's his seventh time, right? Or eighth time, because he's won five, he's lost two. So this is going to be his eighth time going to the Super Bowl. And then everyone else combined, I don't think they even made the playoffs as far. So it's very interesting to see the push from the new school but still having Old Faithful there, the greatest. And it's hard to knock him down at 40. Unbelievable. So that first game over in Foxborough, it got pretty scary at first. You know, I was hanging out with MVP. And, you know, we usually have a tradition. Every time the Patriots make it to the AFC Championship game, I usually find my way over to MVP's place, hang out with his family, and we have a good time. And can you imagine how many times I've been out there hanging out with him? AFC championships. I've been there. Whether they've won or lost, I've seen him do it all, right? Good thing he didn't go ahead and show me that check, right? That second place check as if it's a fucking Lombardi. I mean, what a fucking idiot, right? I'll tell you what, by the way, shout out to Diesel giving me the championship check for the other league, but I did not like the header. You went ahead, you made a reference on the check. It was Coke and Hose. And I needed it to say 2017-18 fantasy football champion. If you would have gave me that, I would have blasted that thing on Instagram. I would have had the people talking about it. And I would have been saying, yeah, I won my 12-man league. Here's the check. I can't do anything with that, bro. Like, you fucked me up there. I think that was a backhanded type of thing you did. You know, a little, you know, offsetting. Yeah, fuck you. You won. Go ahead and. But you're not gonna get the name on it officially. And I get it. I gotta earn the respect. I gotta earn a little, you know, a little rep, right? That's the way it works. But yeah. So I ended up watching both games. Just finishing up here. I want to get this hot off the press for you fucks to listen to, because it's always good to try to spin some fantasy personal value into it. And that first game at Foxborough was very good. It was a difference of two halves, right? I mean, the first half, and everyone was worried about Tom Brady's hand. Personally, from what I remember hearing or through the reports, was that he got a cut. So all he had was stitches. It wasn't broken, no ligaments or anything like that. So he's going to be fine. You know, they numb that shit up. You know how it is as an athlete. You numb the shit up, and you're good for 4 hours to mask it, and you'll be fine. And that's what he did. And it was just a great start for the Jaguars. Holy shit. You know, the defense came through. They were just throwing that option. They were running that college option with the running backs. And that was making a big difference because, you know, when you don't prepare for that. And the Jaguars weren't running that before. I don't remember them doing that the prior week with Pittsburgh. So they just instilled that option play in there because that's something that's worked for the Patriots before. But New England being New England, the second half came through and they went ahead and adjusted. And they were essentially what it looked like they were doing. They were making Blake Bortles beat them. And it looked like at one point he was doing that. Even though he is captain checkdown, he's the person that just goes down to his running back. All his big plays were to the running backs and getting some yards after the catch. And it was just some throws to the tight end. I know the touchdown he had to the tight end over at the goal line. So these are things that Blake Bortles is good for. Like he's mobile. So they were able to say, New England was basically saying, from what I was seeing, was, okay, Leonard Fournette, your running game is going to be fucking done. Okay, it's going to be Blake Bortles. You're going to be chugging this thing around. And he was doing that in the first half. But again, it wasn't nothing deep. I was telling them when I was hanging out with MVP, I was like, he's not going to throw it further than 15 yards. Very similar to Alex Smith, just not as accurate. And that's what happened. And, you know, you had to, obviously, with New England, they had a big blow with Gronkowski going down. No boys were hitting over there in Jacksonville. That's one thing that all those pieces finally came together for Jacksonville. All the injuries, all the draft picks, and they picked up some free agents. Everything came through for them on the defensive side of the ball. It was very evident that they got a solid defense, a good core for a couple more years. But now, obviously, the question is going to be going into the offseason is going to be Blake Bortles. But they went ahead and held their own. And think about it. This is in Foxborough. And it's something they did, and they kind of picked up the pace much better than they did against Pittsburgh because, gosh, they gave up, what, 42 points in Pittsburgh last week? Or 42 or 45, and now they were going at the half with only 3 points given up. You know, I was like, wow. I mean, this defense really got mad about what happened last week. But once Gronk went out, it was a different game. Brady just started throwing it deep. And that's the thing about a quarterback, I believe, and especially a good quarterback, is if they're going to be playing down the check down in the middle routes, you got to throw it deep and be a threat. And with Brandon Cooks, Amendola showed up. And Amendola's always been a good player, wherever he's been. The Cowboys, he was very good. But it was injury prone. It just reminds me of when Arian Foster is just the most recent, very good player. But, man, when he gets hurt, he just really damages your team and doesn't allow for that team to fully be at its potential. But now when Gronk went down, that guy got hit, right? I mean, that's just back in the days. So just give him some of that sniffing salt in the sideline. He'll go back in. But now, especially with that case, remember that the quarterback, man, that went down, I want to say it was Savage over in Houston. Remember he was on the floor having like that epileptic seizure after he got hit? Then the NFL really had to crack down to an even greater level as far as concussions. If somebody's exuding that, they're basically going to take them out of the game. And I was telling that to the folks there. They're like, oh, no, he's going to fucking come back. I'm like, I don't know. I think they're going to clean all that shit up. Anytime even remotely comes close to somebody getting hit. And you could tell Gronk was being helped out the sidelines. So you know that shit was over. I knew it right there. I was like, it's done. But Brady, remember, he got Edelman. He's got Amendola. He had Brandon Cook. So they just went ahead and got away from that matchup, because if you saw it in the first half, they were just double teaming Gronk. They put their best corner, Jacksonville put their best corner on Gronk, and then put somebody over the top. So if Gronk was just being double teamed, they're saying, okay, guys, you beat us with the other receivers with, you know, quick, but not going to beat us over the top white receivers. And you're not going to throw to Brandon Cooks. And I believe with Tom Brady, you got to earn that trust. I think Brandon Cooks next year, he's probably going to step up his game with the numbers on a fantasy level, because I've noticed with Tom Brady over the years, it's something that he gains trust of people. Before Edelman, it was Welker, right? I mean, and before Welker, you had Randy. And it's people that he just needs to gain some trust with you before he starts forcing the ball over your way. So I think Brandon Cooks next year is probably going to have a bigger impact than this year for sure, because he's going to gain the trust. And, yeah, that second half, Brady was just magical, wasn't he? Just throwing the balls where they needed to be thrown, and then the receivers just catching the ball, especially Amendola. It was very good to see. They almost lost in the game. Deion Lewis fumbling that ball there on that screen, but those guys made up for it. And a heck of a play. I don't know who it was. Patrick Chung for the Saints, not for the Saints, for the Patriots. Patrick Chung, 24, man, he made a leaping breakout play, and Bortles finally threw a great pass and fucking got it knocked down. That was incredible. That I think that play saved the Eagles right there. Not the Eagles. What the fuck am I confusing my teams? They messed up the Patriots. I just got off watching the fresh out of the Eagles game here. But, man, it was so good. I'm rooting for Tom Brady. I think he is deserving of the sixth title. He just finds a way. He really does. No matter what people around him You can't knock him. You can say whatever you want to say about the coach, about the system, whatever it is. But at the end, they don't have Tom Brady. They're not going anywhere. And I think this is just a beautiful thing to watch. All of us can hate because, obviously, Tom Brady is not on our team. But you got to respect greatness. And I think we know that these things are not around often. These are like Halley's Comets. You know, we see these once in a generation type of thing. So Tom Brady, we're not going to see another Tom Brady anytime soon, if not ever, because it's hard to do what he's doing. I mean, to have that type of trust from the organization, to do that type of winning, to be able to, to just have the continuity of all the pieces that need to be there. What I mean by that, with the owner, with the coach, and the player, it's just very hard. So kudos to them. I think Jacksonville is built for playoff runs, but I think for them to take it to the next step and beat a team like the Patriots and beat a team like the Steelers, which they already did, but I think to just be more consistent or have an actual threat of winning it all, it's going to be better quarterback play. They have all the pieces. They have everything in place. They have running backs. They have receivers. That tight ends is sufficient when Mercedes Lewis has been there for a while. So they're just needing a quarterback, at the worst case scenario, being more accurate. And I think that's going to be one of the questions in the offseason. You know, how are they going to handle that situation? And Todd Coughlin, he's not going to be happy with this outcome. And you got to love how he's doing things so far, right? If you're a Jacksonville Jaguars fan, huh, Ron? Snake bitten Ron, as I like to say now. And, you know, your folks just didn't show up that second half. They were just arm wrestling out there, clotheslining people one-on-one once Brady threw that deep ball. And you can't be doing that, man. You're just giving away free real estate. So, but it was nice again. I'm rooting for Brady every time for as long as I can because I think it's great to see a guy like him making history in front of our very eyes doing what he's doing. And right now, again, we just finished watching – well, I finished watching the other half of the Vikings and the Eagles, and the Eagles just looked pissed off. That first drive, the Vikings came in. I want to say it was like seven plays or six-some yards. Boom, no problem. I'm like, holy shit. All right, they mean business, but holy cow, did that shit turn down bad. Case Keenum threw an INT there. They ran it back to the house. You're looking at, you know, Foles looking all good. He really looks solid. He had a lot of confidence there, man. I mean, a couple of those throws there where the pocket was just crumbling, he made some money throws. And I'm saying to myself, holy cow, man. And you could just tell, you know, as a fan, and you could tell the body language of teams. You could tell, and with the Eagles, I felt this energy from them saying, man, no one gives us credit. We got to just kick these guys in the fucking face. Like, we got to kick these guys in the fucking balls and rip them out because no one's giving us any respect. And that's the impression you get. That's the mantra they're carrying. I mean, those guys are wearing, German Shepherd dog masks, you know, all that stuff. They're kind of riding that mantra. And you know how it is, man. Once you have a rally cry, it's something you can ride until the very end. And I think that's where they're taking it. And listen, they have every reason to be mad because they're the number one overall seed. They've been the number one overall seed all year. Yeah, they're the best quarterback. Their future franchise went down, right? And then Nick Foles here, the backup guy, yeah, he had a good year on the Chip Kelly, but it's a whole different regime. And he's been putting it together. And I would say that this game was his best game yet. Wow, against a great defense. Wow. And I was telling the people, I was like, man, I'm kind of afraid to see what they're going to do in a neutral site against the defense of the Patriots. That, you know, I mean, they're not, you know, they're top 10, but they're not the Vikings. You know, they don't have any shutdown people. So it's going to be interesting what they do. And it was very good to see the organization do well. I know they had the changes with Andy Reid and then with Chip Kelly. They went there and then they went ahead and picked up Doug Peterson, which is the former offensive coordinator for Andy Reid, and he's done some magic, man. And it just seems like they do really good. You know, they picked up Ajayi. They were one of the few teams in the NFL that make those trades halfway through. You know, they traded Jordan Matthews to the Bills. They got that cornerback. He's really good. You know, they got Ajayi for the Dolphins midway. They already had two other running backs, but they just seem to know what they're doing. Zach Ertz finally lived up to his fantasy football potential, like we all knew, right? I'll never forget the one time in the league, Berg. They went ahead and picked up Zach Rhodes was top 7 pick. I was like, what the fuck is happening here? I need to join this league. I need to win. But it was, you could tell that Minnesota just, once those few plays happened on and got Philadelphia rolling, they just weren't there. You know, Case Keenum was just under pressure. He wasn't able to throw the ball accurately. I mean, he was good with the check down, but hey, when you're down, you know, 28-3 or 28-7, it's like you got to go a little bit further deep. And the few times he did, he got intercepted, and it just didn't look like he was. He came back down to earth. It's like the average goes back to the mean, right? I mean, when you see me shooting threes in your head, if I'm making 7 in a row and I got to shoot 20, you in your head, you're thinking, okay, Minnesota's going to miss the next 13. It's just a matter of averages, right? But yeah, with this, in this case in point, that's what it was. Case Keenum cannot ride this momentum going into this type of game. It was just very difficult. But their defense didn't hold up their end of the bargain either. And that's something that you can't give up, let's say 30 points on the road. You're not going to win. I mean, I don't know how the Jaguars did it last week, because they had to put up 45 to win that game. And again, Blake Bortles is not spectacular. He's going to be out of there. I don't think they're going to re-sign him, to be honest with you. I think they're going to probably get somebody in the draft and or somebody from free agency. I just don't see Tom Coughlin sticking with this guy because he doesn't like what he sees. I'll guarantee it. And but going back to the Patriots, I mean, how incredible is it? I remember just seeing at that game, fucking Bill Belichick was excited. Once that first down happened, when they had that counter being run to the side and the guy gained 9 yards on 39, on a 39 play, they just did a counter run to the left and fucking 9 yards. Are you kidding me? Like, what were you thinking, dude? And the guy, 9 yards, stayed in bounds, and you saw Belichick just throw both of his hands up, just shaking a little bit. I was like, wow, I've never seen him that excited. And it was like a minute 40 left. He was like, fuck it, it's over, baby. He's like, nice playing for you. That's what it seemed like to me. And I've never seen him that animated, but it's good. It's good to see the Patriots again. Again, I'm a Buccaneers fan. But I like seeing perfection. I like seeing wins. I like seeing winners doing their thing. You can learn a thing or two from winning, from winners. All right? And I think that's what this year Donnie did. He's a fucking winner. You know, Carter is a former winner. Diesel is a former winner. And MVP is a wannabe winner, just like me. We're runner-ups, buddy. So, but overall, man, what a great championship weekend we had. And, you know, when it comes to the Super Bowl coverage, I get the fuck out of Dodge. I'm not listening to these guys. Well, you know, we worked hard all year. We knew it was going to be a special group. And, you know, we're just going to take it one play at a time. You know, we trust our coaches. And they work their tails off to have us prepared. You know, all the fucking bullshit you hear. Like, we already know all the bullshit. So I usually unplug for Media Week and Super Bowl. Heck, I may have to do my own here. Who knows? But I just don't like that whole, it's so routine, it's so fucking boring. You know what they're going to say, right? Especially with New England. I mean, those guys, they're not going to give you shit. Yeah, they're just going to praise the other team. They're going to praise Jacksonville. They're going to praise everyone else but themselves. That's the way they do business. And I think New England, not New England, but the Eagles are going to just talk about how they've been the underdogs and how they feel disrespected, yada, yada, yada. You know, no one gives us a chance. And here we are fighting, and we've been the best team in the league, but still people doubt us. So we just got to go out there and play on Sunday and give it our best and execute and make sure all of us are on the same page, you know, blah, 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 blah. All that fucking bullshit. So, yeah. Good times and great football weekend. It's wrapping down, guys. Isn't this crazy that we have the NFL season ending? Probably the next time I'll do this maybe is in the NBA Finals because, man, I just don't get excited about basketball like that anymore. It's like, you know, basketball is fun to play. It's like baseball. Baseball is fun to play, but, man, I can't sit there watching the whole fucking game the whole time, especially now they're going to have a counter. I don't know. I have to see it. You know, I mean, you know, I'm good for a few innings. I'll give you 3 innings, just like in basketball. I'll give you a half, just like in football, especially in the live event. I'll give you a half. But, man, overall, man, we're going to see how this all turns out because after this, man, we got spring training coming up. It's that time of the year, y'all. But the ending is coming. I still think about fantasy football. I don't think about you guys. I got me a little money. And, you know, that's a good consolation prize. So I just got to think hard for next year. You know, these guys are making me think. These players out there making me think. But good shit, fellas.
And you just got a hug from Case Keenum, your former teammate, who said there's nobody who deserves this more than you.
Listen, all glory belongs to God. In this moment, it's unbelievable. It's humbling talking to Case. That's one of my great friends. I'm so proud of him for the year he's had, what he's done. I mean, it shows what kind of player he is, what kind of person. And for us to come out here today, fans were amazing, team was amazing. I'm sort of, y'all caught me right now, I'm a little speechless right now. It's unbelievable soaking it all in.
It's all right, Nick. You know, 350.